Hello, welcome to the series of talks, A New Life with the Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. So, recently we've been talking about health, and we learned from the Rav Lightman all kinds of ideas, new ideas about our bodies, about the systems that are active within it, and the connection to all kinds of illnesses that are prevalent in the world today. And the ideas that we heard take us one step forward in this project of talks about health. And today we wanted Rav Lightman to move one phase forward and to advance in the direction of healing. Not to talk so much about the problems themselves, but to take people forward. And in order to get into this situation and help people move into this new life, Nitza has built a situation for us within which we can talk about it, and then we can begin to rise above. So why don't you share, Nitza, this situation with us? Yeah, so today what we're going to do, we're going to start to talk about the person himself, somebody who's experiencing a kind of pain or a situation that's hard to deal with. And such people are naturally, if something is hurting them, they go to see the doctor. And they seek for the solution from medicine. And people who go to the doctor often experience pressure and sometimes depression. Sometimes it's feeling fatigue, but something chronic, not some situational fatigue. And it can be migraines or back pains, pain that moves from place to place. So it's a kind of feeling that something's wrong in the body, and then you go to the doctor. A person doesn't know another place to go. So the doctor sends you to get all kinds of tests at the first stage, and usually these tests are okay. And the doctors tell you, physically, you're fine. Not feeling well is a different issue, and I don't really know what to do with you. So then there are situations where people just despair and they just go see a psychologist. And in more complicated situations, then the psychologist puts the person in psychiatric care where he gets some pills. And still, all he gets is something that helps him calm down but doesn't really solve the problem. And then the person continues to live with this problem and becomes something that's really, it's very heavy, it's very troubling, and it's hard for him to enjoy anything in life. He has a hard time at work with the kids. Everything becomes very difficult. And out of this understanding, we decided that we will invite to the studio, virtually speaking, into a kind of process, 10 such people where each one represents such a character, or such a situation that is very prevalent. So virtually, let's say that there are people sitting with us here in this virtual workshop. And there's a woman. She is a mother of two. They're twins. And for a long time, she's been having a hard time sleeping. She has she's tired. She has increased pulse. She doesn't know how to deal with it. And there is a man of 55. He's overweight. He's 110 kilos. His feet hurt. He finds it hard to breathe. And there's another man who is a bit younger, who works at high tech, and it's very hard for him to work because he is not feeling well and he's afraid he'll be fired. A 48-year-old woman who has very strong stomach pains. Her tests are fine, but she's constantly afraid. Two friends who have similar symptoms. Both of them have a lack of appetite, a lack of energy, a lack of liveliness. And another two young men who complain about random pains and a feeling of lack of focus. It's hard for them to focus. They're bored. They're under pressure, and they're very troubled about losing their sexual drive. So everybody who's here right now are people who've received some sort of treatment that didn't really help them. They all had tests that all came out fine. Some of them got some medication for temporary relief. And the rest has begun to seek onwards how to ease this pain, some of them through all kinds of alternative medicine. But still, they're all suffering, and this is what they all have in common. All of them are suffering for a long time already. and they heard that you have a kind of different approach, something else to offer, and they're already yearning to hear what you have to say. Well, I can add to these 10 people the entire humanity. Well, they represent all of humanity. Also, not just in this direction, but in the opposite direction. You have such people who go out in the street and erupt from all their internal pressures, that go and join terrorist organizations out of their internal frustrations. And I'm not even talking about divorce and hostility and violence and drugs. These are all things that have to do with a person not being in harmony inside him, and then it causes all kinds of medical problems, where the test can show us that the person is out of harmony and out of balance. And so there are all kinds of physiological problems that we define as illnesses. And aside from that, we see that these are things that we can't really even define these things as illnesses. It's just some kind of lack of focus, different pains. There are certain things that even if you give him, you tell him to exercise half an hour a day, which is also difficult to have people do because they don't have energy to begin with anything. They can't be persistent in it. Children, pressure, work, family, this all buries a person, it's clear. So actually, all of the source of all of these problems is only the lack of internal balance, and this is the source also of the most serious problems. Also problems such as cancer and blood pressure and diabetes and everything, it's all because of lack of balance. Every illness is a result of the lack of balance of the body systems. We already spoke about this also. So also illnesses and also different problems that we don't define as illnesses, but just uncomfortable feelings, lack of energy, lack of willpower, lack of ability to be to live, actually. What do you do? Of course, these are phenomena that are a general plague these days. It covers all of us, the entire earth. And if once depression, for example, or such phenomena as you say, even back pain, only special people experience them, say royalty or the noble people, high classes, let's say 150 years ago. And now depression is something that is something you can find in African and South American tribes, even in house pets. They receive antidepressants because they're so close to humans. A dog, say, lives close to his owner, and it receives from him this feeling, because we are all in this one network and this one connection between us, and therefore animals felt, even safari animals at the zoo, because they're close to people, they receive this feeling from them. And you need to treat these animals, not because they're in the cage. Aside from that, we can see in them these symptoms that belong to humans, and it influences them to that extent. So then there's a problem here that is supposedly physical, because our animal body, as part of the animal kingdom, suffers from it. And you don't need to be some philosopher or intelligent person that's especially developed. Each and every person, because he's tied to all of humanity, we transfer these viruses, if we can call them that, but virally, these feelings spread all over the world. And because the entire world is out of balance in this mutual influence, then we cause imbalance to each other. So first of all, we should say this. As much as we treat each and every one, until all of humanity does not reach balance, then as long as a person is under this the influence of this imbalanced system, he will constantly be in imbalance. And we will need to constantly bring him to balance. And there's a question of whether it will even help him, because we will need to fight through him the influence of the entire world on him. So that's one thing. And the second thing, if we're not talking about treating the entire world, which is really the most desirable thing, which is something we can only do when everybody connects in the correct way between them and become more friendly and supportive of each other and stop with the competitions, with the hatred, and so on. This is a treatment that we already need to administer, and it's long overdue. But we can't do this if the world will not find it necessary. If we begin to explain it to people who come to us, then they will listen, but they will say, okay, but what do you recommend? Practically, what are you giving to me? A pill? No. So what? Some participation in some workshop or something, in a discussion, in a class? Well, if there's no choice and I truly am truly suffering, then once a week I'll go to some workshop and maybe listen to some music at home, some songs. In short, give me a nice treatment package and I'll take it and I'll use it. And then maybe one day I'll go to a workshop, another day I'll listen to some music, and then on a different day a lecture or a talk. And so I'll gradually hold myself up and receive this new perception of life, and it'll be easier for me. So it's a kind of treatment that we can balance the person with by giving him this new perception of the world. And then he sees the world differently, and himself. It all depends on the mind, as we say, the thoughts a person has, how he accepts things, how he sees things, how he relates to everything. And therefore, we need to see the imbalance. And as returning people to balance, this is our purpose, to see a person through such a process. And in general, I see that this is the approach to solving and curing all the illnesses, not just psychosomatic ones, but the truly physical ones, because they are a result of this also. Even such illnesses that we think that it's impossible, that they are results of the lack of good relationships between us and good attitude between us. The viral or even so-called genetic illnesses, all kinds of inflammations, cancer, problem with the heart, with the liver, the gynecological systems. But truly, there is no other reason to any bad feeling or bad situation, any imbalance in the body, except for the lack of correct attitude or relationship between us, because this is the highest system. And as that, it influences all the rest of the systems. In our world, as we spoke of not once, we have the different levels of the still vegetative, animal, and human levels. And on the human level, the speaking level, if in the relationships between us we influence each other with negative influences, pressures, threats, all kinds of situations that put us into anxieties and fears and pressures between us and competitions, then of course from that we reach all kinds of eruptions and forms of eruptions in behavior, in terrorism and violence and drugs and depression and divorce, all of these things. Until internal psychosomatic illnesses and physiological illnesses. So then, of course, I would add to medicine an army of experts that will treat the balance of a person, of man, through the balancing of the relationships between people. Just like today, we see that our public health care is connecting to it, and a whole army of all kinds of therapists of all kinds, alternative medicine, masseuses. It wasn't acceptable in medicine before, but now we see that they're even healing through aromatherapy, and acupuncture has been in the public healthcare for a while, and massage. So why don't we add to it also psychologists, but such psychologists that will treat the balancing of the relationships between people, to teach people how to be correctly related, connected in mutuality, in the way they participate and talk to each other and so on. So together with that, we'll be able to, first of all, do research about how helpful that is to these groups of people in need, and how much we're able with these problems to help more or less, and all kinds of ways in which we will give them these workshops and activities. And then we'll see how much we're able to help with each and every case. We need to begin to develop this utensil, this tool, this means. This is what I recommend. Well, let's go. If it's not there, we need to do it. We need to develop it. Right, because otherwise humanity will not exit this problem. And then we'll be able to see for certain, through statistics, how we can solve all problems through this, even the ones that no other way can solve. I want to ask you some questions that I'm asking you through the mouth of these people who are sitting here. You described here a situation of imbalance, and you call it the lack of correct relationships or approach between us. And you said that it all depends, finally, on the thoughts of a person in his mind. And then you said that there was a result that, let's say, my back hurts. So how does the lack of correct relationship connect to the thoughts, to the back pain? So I said it's a matter of systems. There is the highest system, which is the level of our relationships that is not balanced. This is on the human level. And then it comes down as an imbalance to the psychosomatic system, the nervous system, the more physical systems, which are the blood system, blood pressure, lymph, systems that belong more and more to the body itself, until they reach the bones, the muscles, skin problems, and so on. There's the brain, bones, tendons, muscles, and flesh. This is how it spreads, but it all comes from the brain. And there's where we need to begin to solve it, because if we treat the highest system, then all the rest of the systems will become balanced. And the brain means the thoughts, the desires, the passions, the relationships between us, the extent of our development, his opening up to others, is the extent to which he absorbs problems and participates in them with others, seeing your problem as a problem that is common to everyone, that is shared by everyone. So this is where the story of the human in us that begins and ends. It is the human in us that is ill, not the other systems. Those are only the result. And also what we see in the still vegetative and animal levels of nature, this is also a result of a person not being in balance, because if the human in us was balanced, all the rest would be balanced as well. We don't quite notice the animal kingdom and the vegetative world, but they suffer greatly. And this suffer comes specifically because the humans behaving on the human level, the way we behave. We reflect a lot of negative forces onto them by this, even though they don't feel. But we have a lot of we don't feel it, but we have a lot of proof that plants do feel humans, and they do also influence men in the opposite way. It's not just we influencing them, but they also influence us. And here we have some negative feedback. Well, before you described to me a kind of healing package, a new healing package, and this kind of reminded me of first aid package. So I don't know if this is first aid or preventive medicine. I don't know what you'd call it. No, it's not preventive. There's nothing to prevent. We're already dealing with the healing itself. Okay, so this is a healing kit that includes a basket of all kinds of things. So what is the first thing, if we are already, if we've reached this first meeting, what is the first thing we're going to learn from you today? If we are already sitting in a workshop, then I'd firstly give to them a few talks. Relatively theoretic ones with demonstrations and clips and all kinds of presentations of material that will explain how connected we are to nature, how connected we are between us, and how much we reflect all of this onto each other virally. This negative, we project this negative influence onto each other. And how will we be able to balance ourselves and then to balance, meaning to reach the zero level, the neutral level, and then to begin to even influence each other in the positive. And the more that it influences the others, to become more calm, better mood, a more balanced situation or state, to see life as one mechanism. That's called that the integral world is being revealed to us in the global world. This is all around the globe. We're all connected. We're in a kind of system or ecosystem where everything is together in one system. It's multifaceted, multi-layered, but still it is one. And we need to treat it, to relate to it in such a way. We have to treat our entire world in this way. Well, let's say our Earth. We won't even take its connection to all the other parts of the universe. That's a bit much for a regular person. But today we all feel, even according to the statistics, how many more problems we have today with hurricanes and tsunamis and volcanoes and all of the problems, even the global heating and the different phenomena in nature. And we have more problems between us in human society and in our internality physically, in education for children. In short, all in all, let's see how this entire system is one. This is what we need to show them. This holistic approach, perception. But it needs to be scientific, true, not to convince them in anything. You don't need to convince in anything. We only want to know why are we suffering. And then when we explain this, we already talk about it. We explain it to them in small portions. Let's say we read a text, say half a page, not more than that, even less, and we talk about it. Let's say 15 minutes or 30 minutes between us. Because a person who hears, so we read and then talk about it, and read and then talk about it. In this way, we absorb the text better. We feel it better. We hear it from others. We talk about it. And we also talk about it ourselves. Okay, so we've talked about this subject between us. So then we absorb from the text what's inside it. And then we take another text or maybe a video clip. And let's talk about it. How a person is connected to all kinds of forms of nature. How nature influences us. How we influence nature. And again, we talk about it, about this video clip. Together with that, we saw it already, but then it comes in parts. Half a minute of clip, we talk about it. in another half a minute, and then we talk about it a little more. Just a clip, a video clip of 2, 3, 5 minutes. And then the relationships between us. How do we influence each other? Also illustrated how our nervous systems are connected, how the illnesses infect each other. We infect each other with them. How do we influence each other? And mainly our thoughts about our homes, about divorce, the family, drugs, terrorism, wars, how we find ourselves in conflict and struggle with each other, in all kinds of competitions. Over there, we see something that's good and better than what I have, and I want that, and so on. How much we do not allow, because of this influence on each other, we don't allow each other to be calm. The opposite, the way we relate to life, it invokes this a lack of quiet in others. Say I'm looking at you and I see what an earring you have, and I look at him and I see what glasses he has with a nice rim, and what car, and that, and this, and his children are better at that, and I constantly feel under pressure, and especially because I can't have all of that, and also the world is demanding from me. But it's not demanding. I can disconnect from it, but I'm not able to. If I change the way I relate to it, it won't pressure me. I'll say, let it pressure me. It all depends on me and the way I take things. It's me who sees it as pressureful on in regards to me. I can see some advertisement in the TV and decide that it doesn't speak to me. And maybe I can look at it and it will completely drive me out of balance and make me think of what I'm going to do until I get whatever they're advertising, and so on. So the problem is, how do we give a person the correct perception and outlook at his environment? What should he take from the environment and receive from it, and what not? And also, we organize next to him or around him a new environment. So these people who come to the hospital or to the doctor because they are ill, let's give them the healthiest of environment. Let's organize that for them, because they feel a lack of health. So from them, we can organize, especially from them, the healthiest environment, because they have a lack for it. And then it will be from the deepest hole to the highest mountain. That's how high we'll take them, how high they'll rise up. So after we take a few such workshops and exercises, we don't need to hurry with it. They need to be integrated with it, to absorb these things more and more. And then together with them, we can maybe take them for on a trip, to maybe play a game, not even physical, a physical one, but a nice activity, dancing. Let them dance. Something simple that each one can do. Even our fellow there who's overweight with 120 kilos, who has hard of breath under physical exercise. So let's let him dance with a woman who weighs, say, 100 kilos. That's very nice. Not too bad. We'll all sing, we'll all clap our hands, and they'll sing and they'll dance. No, I'm just saying, the most important thing is to release a person from his internal pressures. So the purpose of the trip and the game is to release them from internal pressures. Right, this is where it all comes from. But again, a trip, this is all in all in order to give a person the new kinds of thoughts, to take him out of his normal environment and society where he gets these viruses. And to get this new influence from society. I would have them bring all of their family and to organize this mutual picnic. How many people do we have? Let's say 50 people who are ill. It doesn't matter how many. This is the activity that we organize. Each one brings, say, 50 shekels, and we organize a picnic, something simple. And then we go to some park and organize it together. But we don't talk about anything that bothers us or ails us. We only talk about nice things. And it's not that each one sits with his own family separated from the others. There is no such thing. No. We bring some balls for playing games. And maybe a rope to jump with. And we see, can you maybe throw some darts? It doesn't matter what, just to play like children. And maybe even do some small competition with their kids. And don't be ashamed that the kids are better. Until they become tired. And let them be tired, very tired even. And then let them go home to sleep. And that's it. All kinds of such activities. I think that the problem is that we don't have in our medical basket such activities. I think that we would succeed greatly at this. But the problem is that we have a very strong medicine industry where people make billions, and they are the ones who prevent us, actually, from doing this treatment, this correct treatment. And in general, as we know, in the ancient world, the doctors were paid for a person being healthy and not for a person being ill. This is how we should also do with our medicine now. We need to pay for the doctors keeping people healthy and not to need medicine when people are ill. When they're ill, they don't need to receive anything. They need to receive negative. The doctors, meaning they don't need to receive anything from us. They need to receive a negative attitude, approach from us, an anger for them bringing a person to illness. Okay, so there's two things here, because you can take the medicine, all the healthcare systems and put them on one side, but then there are the people here, and I'd like for you to talk about them, to try and feel them and talk to them, and we'll even try to play the role here and talk in their name. Why am I saying this? Because also from my personal experience, I've given a lot of workshops, and I've also gone through workshops myself. You can't give a workshop unless you yourself participate in it and go through the experience yourself, and then you can give a workshop in a good way. And this experience is for now is lacking. It's like you said before, we need to talk about nature and how it influences us and we influence it. What kind of questions, for example, would you ask us? Let's say we are these people, these characters that we described before, and we're physically now in the studio. So what would you ask us? How would I give this workshop? Well, yes, let's say we're two of these 10 people that we mentioned. So we already said that we first of all need to explain to them this is all one integral system. Right, I understood that you're telling me that I'm part of this system. Right, and then there's a discussion about it between the participants. I'm trying to understand how will this help me? What is the question about which we need to talk? To what extent does this system in which we all exist, how much does it tie us together and connect us together? Okay. What system? The human system? And Rav said, I don't know, whatever you decide. How much does it influence us? What kind of system is it? Is it the natural system, nervous system, physiology, thoughts? ecological system? What is this system? Or does it include everything together? And are we all in this one network of relationships, like in a cobweb, where each of us is trapped and tied within this network? And then he's whenever each person moves, even internally to the smallest extent, he influences all the others. To such an extent are we connected together? Is this called that we are in the integral world, that we've reached the integral world? We also see that the crisis is happening in this way and appears and is showing itself to us. If so, if we're so tied together and interconnected, is there anything in nature, in all that we do, that is not in the under this grid of relationships and connections? Or is it all connected directly and influencing all the different parts, everything influencing everything else? We find ourselves in such a ball, a sphere. So we need to bring them such proofs from science, of course, and not from any other wisdom. Okay, so let's enter the situation. Let's say we start talking about it. You gave us a series of questions here. So how much does this system influence us? So I can say personally, I'm telling you my friends in the circle, I identify, first of all, at home, I have my wife and my kids, and this is the first system that I think is influencing me more than anything. But also the workplace influences me. Many times that when I come home, the people that surround me in my workplace, it influences me to a great extent also when I'm at home. It pressures me. It's hard for me to fall asleep because of pressures at work. And also the opposite. I can't focus at work because pressures from home. So without doubt, these are the two more powerful systems that influence me, work and the family. And if to put my hand on my heart, I'm not really that concerned about what's happening in the state, in the country. A lot less. Even though, you know, when the gas prices go up, then I pay a little more. Or if our organization loses work orders, that's also threatening. But between us, if it doesn't come to threats of losing my job, then it doesn't really bother me that much. So this question that you brought us for discussion, the closer the systems are to me and I live in them more time every day, then I'm more influenced by them. Very nice. Are you very influenced by them? Well, of course, my wife can keep me up all night because of something that's wrong with her or with my kids, and also the opposite. Let's put it this way. I identify very much with this person who can't fall asleep at night. So at night. Usually I can't fall asleep because of two things. Either something in the family is wrong or something at work is bothering me very much. So what next? So then I'm very influenced by them, very, very much. So it drives me nuts already. Okay, there is no direct cure for it. No, then I have pains in all kinds of places, an ulcer and pains in the back and the knees, and I've gone through all different treatments. Nothing helps. Actually, it calms me to lie down on a treatment bed for an hour, and then I have a kind of rest for an hour, but that's it. What do you usually do? Drink some alcohol? Sometimes, and weekends usually. What else? What else do you do? You blow up. You were. If I could not be here, I'd not be here. But there is no other choice, so I'm here at your workshop. So the problem is in your head, right? Yeah, I'm sure, because otherwise I'd be able to fall asleep. Does it help you to respond in such a way? My wife doesn't. Okay, so your wife doesn't really feel that it helps. But what next? What do we do next? Okay, so you just need to change your perception. How do you accept things? I've also been told that 1,000 times. Also, maybe the problem is that whatever you are imagining to yourself is not what's happening at all. You're only imagining it. Yeah, that's very possible. Okay, so it's enough for you to hear maybe half a word and then to you make a big story out of it that puts you into great pressures and completely devastates you. If I hear something over dinner, half a thing, I'll spend all night thinking about it because I've already built this tower that you said. Give me just 1 gram and I'll make towers out of it. It doesn't matter what it has to do with the family, my work, whatever. Okay, so this will change. How? It will change. Because by you mingling with everybody else here in the workshops, and you'll begin to check yourself and everybody else. How does a person react? How is he built? How does he need to accept things, that it's all within him, and that it doesn't depend on anybody else, that all of his imaginations that he develops, all of these things that you will begin more and more to see that your impression of the world is your own. It depends on your approach to the world. And also the environment in which you find yourself, it needs to relate to each and everything in a way that it prevents and cushions all of these influences on each and every one. So you're 10 people, and you need to organize so that between you, let's say every evening, you hold some kind of a discussion, maybe on Skype, like a conference. And the purpose of this conference will take maybe 15 minutes. To project to one another this new perception, balanced perception of life. It's not that I want to calm you. I am just telling you how I see it, how I look at things. Oren says, I didn't understand. I'm talking to you and you tell me, I'm blowing up, I have such problems, such pressures, again, it's driving me nuts. And then I talk to you in this nice, simple way, even though I'm just like you. But each one has to be as a cushion for the other, to present the good things to the other, the balance, calm things to the other. Each one needs to be as a therapist towards the other, because I know this comes back to me, also what I'm telling you, and also when you become balanced, you will influence me as well. In the world, there's nothing that's truly real. There's no subject that is actually real. It's all our imagination. It all depends on how we accept and perceive things. And therefore, I need to try to be influenced from each and every one, let's say. You just told us, to these 10 people, about your stresses, your problems. And all 10 of us, are now talking to you. And we're telling you, oh, it's nonsense, it's not so important. Look at it differently. We've already been in this situation, each and every one. And whether you want to or not, if we want you to be balanced, we will balance you for sure. If you feel that if you feel that only half a word can drive you into such states of pressure, then within 15 minutes we bring you into such balance, it's sure. But afterwards I tell you, well, this is how I see your things. But today my son brought me a note from the principal at his school, and I have such a problem with him again. I don't know what to do. I need to go there tomorrow. I don't want to, and I've had enough. I don't know what to do with him. I hope he finished school as quickly as possible, go to the army. I don't even know if I'll live until then with all these problems, and so on. And this is where you come in. And you tell me, no, look, everybody was like this. Look, this is how many friends you had who were this way. And today one of them is so successful. He's the head of is a great general in the army. The other one is head of the mafia. And everyone's so successful. And this is how you call me. And you've already gotten rid of your problems. So now towards me, you are like a healer, therapist. And everybody does this for everybody else. So it's like I have 9 psychologists now? No, they're not checking you. They're not analyzing you. They're not testing you. They're just your friends who calm you in a simple way. You know that just half a word from someone, you can jump from that and freak out from that. And then you can also calm down by that. What is this force that they have that can help me with my stresses? It's because we're all connected. It's very simple. This is their power. Because we're all connected to one another, whether I want to or not, I influence whatever is going on within me, I influence that onto you. And if I want to influence good things to you, I can do that because the connection is there. We do not determine it. The connection is there. It's just me who is sending you this good influence through this connection. So what's actually the difference between normal dynamics in a group than this special dynamics that you're describing now? It's not special. We're just using this mutual connection that exists between each and every one. And in this connection, we want to influence each other. Good things, no more than that. Now, this is the first thing. The second thing, each time that we talk about this good, nice connection between us, we need to tie all of this with nature. That we are in this big, round, whole thing. Which projects onto us one power or force which envelopes all of us together in this good, nice treatment or attitude towards us. Because the result of this power is that we are alive. That only thanks to this power of good, this good force, the secret of life, the essence of life is born. When you bring a person to such a level of connection to the universe, to nature, to this general state, he begins to come out a little bit from his narrow world. It influences him greatly to relax, to understand things more easily, to accept them. This is something I do with them, first of all. Afterwards, they'll feel how it influences them. Of course, this is a psychological treatment, finally. This is simple materialistic psychology. We're just working on one principle, actually. The mutual connection that exists between all parts of nature. This first part that you explained, I managed to understand that actually Oren began to say was bothering him, and I understood that I need to calm him down in some way and to try and speak in such a way that he'll gradually get, let's say, some kind of positive thinking. And I understood that I myself have come to receive therapy, and I find myself treating 9 other people, and through that, do I feel better? Not only that, they also treat you, and they calm you down, and you also treat them. Right, I treat 9, and 9 treat me. I understood this. This was clear. And then you suddenly said that I need to connect to, how did you define it? To tie ourselves to nature. Right, we're saying that it's not just that we are connected between us, but we are connected to all of humanity and all of the surrounding nature, the inanimate, vegetative, and animal life, which are also part of nature, right? Humanity is also part of nature. And then you have also the still vegetative and animal life. This is all, we're all connected in this one mechanism. So when we talk to a person in this way, he begins to be a little more, to come out of his narrow thinking, his narrow world. He begins to see all these things in a more, wide, he distances himself a little bit from his small, narrow problems, and his attitude, this new approach to the world as the global and great world, it changes him. By that, he renews his integral connection with all of reality, with all of nature. He begins to be a part of this integral system. Only through me thinking about it, only through my thoughts. Yes, only through your thoughts. That's all you need. Do I need to imagine anything, close my eyes or anything? Not just to think about it. No, you don't need to imagine it. We know about it as it is. Scientists have been talking about it freely. Okay, so now we're talking about how we are connected amongst us and how we're connected to this natural system. And this already helps me to, first of all, step away from my problems. It gives me a bit of a wider perspective. And the second thing is that it helps me to renew my connection with nature. Is that what you said? That's right. And then what happens to me when I renew my connection with nature? How does this influence me? You renew your connection with the great systems of nature, the still vegetative and animal life, from which humanity or man has come out of through the still vegetative and animal levels. And by that, you are more correctly connected to the entire general system, and this gives you more health. And you know that this entire system also belongs to you. You are nourished by it. Humans are nourished by these levels of the still vegetative and animal life. If the magnetic field of Earth stopped, there would be no life. If some other something like gravity would stop, all of our systems would collapse. Even something, if it changed even just a little bit, 1 degree up or down, that's it. This has to do with the still life. And if we talk about the vegetative level, then this is the basis of our food supply. And also the animal level. Our body also belongs to this level. The more a person thinks about this, by that he renews his connection to these things. They influence him more. They heal him. He becomes healthier. How do they heal him? This is a very big question. When we renew the connection to the general system, we want to be in this connection. We do not disrespect or cut ourselves out of this connection like humanity has done, and that is why it's so ill. We want to renew this connection once again. We are prepared to accept ourselves as part of nature. these thoughts, this desire, it cleans our the vessels of connections of, that we have with all the forces of nature. And that influences us very much. And except for this thought about nature, is there anything else I can think about that would help me? Anything. And the most important thing is human society. As much as you think about human society, that you'd like to see all of them in a balanced way. This will help you, change you, improve you. But the most important thing is to value the group within which you find yourself, this healing group, and to want to be under their influence 24 hours a day. To recall how they speak to you to calm you down, how they smile at you, how together with you they do all kinds of activities, and how each and every one and all of you together, how they all balance you, help you come into balance. It's as if each one who comes takes a part of your illness away. Imagine that to yourself. Does this mean that I also take a part of the illness of others? Yeah, but not to yourself. You take it away from them. You help them get rid of it. So this is the first stage. This is what you actually recommend us to do as the first stage. Yes, in the second stage, bring us some cake and say, this is my illness, take it. It's not some kind of ritual of some paganists, but it comes from there, all this food. Because you want to internally have a kind of clear feeling that what you... They are now taking from you, they are taking your illness away. You need to be certain that this is what's happening. The pain in your foot, in your leg, in your mind, your headaches, your problems with the family, with the kids. Each one takes a piece of cake. You divide it into 9 parts, except for yourself. And they all take your problems away. And you're certain that this will happen. It's a kind of a pagan way, to, if you look at it that way, but this works. This is our psychology. Of course, there's no connection to the higher spiritual things here. It's such exercises, the influence of the environment on man. That's all it is. We can invent a lot of things. So our first workshop is about to be over, and until we reach a new one tomorrow, maybe you can give us a small mental exercise as homework. I need to come tomorrow to the workshop and to tell everyone, up until tomorrow, how I felt, what moved me, what made me angry, and more such things. And not to hide anything from them. And I need to come to them and make them... I need to try and go through the day in such a way that the next day when I come to them, I'll make them happy. And I shouldn't lie to them, because if before I saw how I would react brashly to every trigger. And now I see that, no, they don't, things don't influence me in the same way. And this is what I want to tell them tomorrow, how I managed to react differently to all kinds of triggers in my life. How I made an effort to overcome all these things that I felt. Yes, and the moment that I know that tomorrow I need to tell them how I erupted, then I don't. Okay, I hope you all wrote it down. How do I need to come to the workshop tomorrow and tell them what I felt, what I got angry over, and what I felt good about, not to hide anything from you. So I need to do everything, so tomorrow I'll come and tell you things that will make you happy. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitza. Until tomorrow, all the best, and goodbye.